it made the rounds yesterday and went viral. The Sammy Watkins, I'm going to stumble and then I'm going to get my feet and still snag the ball in the end zone, one-handed catch. How is this kid impressing the first round pick of the Bills?
He's been great. That video, that catch was pretty amazing. Although I have to confess, I didn't get as excited as many people for one reason. It was against air. I mean, there was no defense. It was just a simple passing drill. He slipped and fell, quickly gathered himself and caught the ball with one hand. It was a pretty cool play. He made, I think, a better catch a couple of days earlier. I want to say it was maybe Monday of this week when E.J. Manuel threw a pass into some traffic and he was looking for Sammy. Sammy was surrounded by three defensive backs. The ball got batted up in the air, and it didn't just get batted down. It went up about, I want to say, 15 to 20 feet high, just on a straight line up into the air. So it was a jump ball, and Sammy came down with it. I mean, he had like a 32-inch vertical leap and just came down with the ball in between three defenders. To me, that was his catch of the week. But he's been great. He's been, he's going to make EJ better because he's got such a big catching radius. You know, anything thrown near him, he seems to be able to go and get. He's fast enough. He's very quick. A scout was telling me the other day about Sammy, and one of the things they liked was what the scouts call short area quickness, which means in a confined space, he can make a few quick steps and get open. And I think he's going to be a big boost to the Buffalo offense, particularly to E.J. Manuel.
Hey, they gave up a ton to get him. But if he is A.J. Green or whatever, like Bill's brass think he's going to be, it's worth it. Look what A.J. Green does for Andy Dalton, who a lot of people say is not a star in Cincinnati.
I agree. In fact, based on what I've seen in the spring workouts and then this past week, we've been in camp for a week now, I think he's already worth it, whether or not E.J. Manuel pans out as the answer or not, because he looks to be an elite caliber receiver. He's got a great work ethic. He admitted early in the spring workouts that he wasn't as precise on his routes as he needed to be or wanted to be. So he would come in at 6 in the morning during the spring and work out on his own running routes, getting the precise footwork down. And then, you can see, I even seen evidence of it already. I mean, just in the past couple of months, evidence of him really doing a good job and making that a better part of his game. He's got all the tools and I think the right approach to be a superstar in this league.
John, with Watkins there now, how imperative though is it that E.J. Manuel is the guy? Because can you kind of suffer through another setback of a year or two, a few years of trying to find the guy if E.J. Manuel isn't him?
No, I mean, obviously, 14 years without a playoff spot puts everything, accelerated, but they need E.J. to be the guy. I'm not quite as down on him as some observers at camp have been this past week. There have been some missed throws, but I also think there's progress, particularly if you watch closely how he gets through his progressions, his reads. He seems to be a little bit quicker getting through his reads now than he was maybe at times last year. Accuracy is going to be something that he continues to work on. The Bills hired a quarterback coach in the offseason, Todd Downing, who worked with Matthew Stafford in Detroit. I think his main focus has been fundamentals in an effort to improve the accuracy. I was talking to Ron Jaworski, the ESPN analyst and former NFL quarterback. He was at camp the other day. I asked him about what he thought of EJ, and he said two things. Accuracy, he said, which can be improved, and he talked about how he had to get better at accuracy and during his days in the late 70s and early 80s. And two, and this is kind of on the coaching staff, giving EJ what he called defined reads, which means don't give him hazy instructions as to where he's going with the ball. Say it's either here or there, here or there. Don't give him a lot of to chew on. And I think if they can do that, EJ will take steps forward. Will he be a Pro Bowl quarterback this year? Probably not. But will he be an effective winning quarterback? I think there's a good chance that could happen sooner rather than later.
Bills radio voice John Murphy, our guest. The report comes out yesterday that the prospective ownership group, including John Bon Jovi, now conducting feasibility studies into Toronto and building a stadium, one site near the waterfront, another in Mississauga. It's the latest step. What's the latest you've heard? What's the latest feeling among those in Buffalo as to how this sorts itself out?
Well, I think people in Buffalo feel pretty good that the Bills are going to stay here, quite frankly. I think the lease that was signed in December of 2012, and in particular the non-relocation agreement that was a companion to that lease, makes it really difficult to move that team. It's impossible for the first 6 years or the next 6 years, and then there's a one-year window, and then a couple of years where it's very difficult again. I think the lease makes it difficult to move, and I saw that the reports yesterday. I heard earlier in the week that the Toronto group was not thinking about moving into Toronto. There's so much subterfuge. I mean, who knows? Somebody might have But I'm just guessing. Somebody might have put that report out there yesterday in order to sort of poison the water for the Toronto group. We're coming down to the real critical time here as far as the transfer of the franchise. Next, what's the 29th? Next Tuesday is the date for the bids to be submitted. And there'll probably be a round of bidding and discussion after that. But I think we're in the last, in the next maybe 6 to 8 weeks, we're going to have a pretty clear idea who the next owner of the Bills is going to be. And the Toronto group certainly is financially formidable. But, you know, they're going to have somebody, whoever owns the team, is going to have to decide if they can live with that lease and that non-relocation agreement. And does it make any sense to even countenance moving the team in the face of that lease and non-relocation agreement? I don't think it does.
John, even if Toronto isn't ultimately in the picture, where do things stand from a Buffalo perspective with the stadium that was being proposed on the Buffalo waterfront? Because that sounded like a beautiful and outstanding idea from a location standpoint, and for Canadian fans even, let alone for folks in Buffalo.
Yeah, there is that proposal out there by a private group that has no affiliation with the Bills, so I don't know where that's going to go. Everyone I've talked to that talks about this, and there's not many who talk in an official capacity, but they all say first things first, and the first thing is ownership, or transfer of the ownership of the franchise. Once that's done, a lot of what they're going to do with the stadium, I think, is in the hands of the next owner, right? I mean, he's going to decide, and, you know, the state of New York and Erie County are prepared to enter into discussions about that, and Governor Cuomo has been pretty proactive here in New York State and making sure that if their new stadium is needed, that they're, you know, going to move forward and see what they can do to help finance it and build it. But I think the first order of business is to settle on the ownership situation, which, as I said, could be a couple of months away from being pretty much settled, if not officially approved on. You know, when you come down here, Eric, to a game this year, you're going to see a vastly improved Ralph Wilson Stadium with $130 million in improvements to the concourses, to the entrances, to the gates, the seating area. The bowl itself remains the same. So the stadium's going to be viable for at least the next 10 years, I would think. So I think that's part of the good thing about that lease as well. There's nobody's going to have to hold a gun to the head of the government officials here and say, we need a stadium by next year, because Ralph Wilson Stadium is being kind of refurbished right now.